Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. And I spent yesterday with Mary and other sponsors of our home landscape school. It was so nice to have them there. And Dixon Brothers, one of the sponsors of the show, Ag Power and McKinney and others. I'll mention them. We've mentioned them here for several weeks, but nice to see my friends. And Busy Bees, oh, you bet. So, and Rubles with Jackie Peel, one of my screeners, one of their designers there. And Callaway's, let me just go down the line and see on Southern Living Plant Collections and also on Corazellias. There, I'm done. I feel better. That's good. Other than the fact that I am so tired, I can hardly bring myself to get my mouth up toward the microphone. We are here to talk about the plants at your place for the next 3 hours. Call, won't you please, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Michelle Shook is here with us also screening calls for us today, and she was there all day, so she's probably pretty gassed as well. And then we also have Lee Reiser running the boards and Jerry Overton in the news department. And that's what it takes to run a big national radio station. That's what it takes. Hey, wow. I bet you thought we'd have thousands. One note that I need to mention for next week, this is a very good note, and that is that Dr. George Ray McEachern will join us all next Sunday morning. That will be from 8 until 11. We will take only calls pertaining to fruit and pecans, what I was trying to say. George Ray is the state fruit and pecan specialist. I spoke with him a few days ago, just confirming everything, and the curiosity of it all. He has some very interesting stories to tell us about why so many growers are out of pecans. It's not what you think at all. And some of the new interest that's coming in olives and pomegranate production in Texas. And so you need to be with us next week. I am certainly not the expert on that. That's why we turn Super Bowl Sunday into George Ray McEachern's time. And he always is right on the edge, a cutting edge of fruit production. That's his specialty. And when you work for the Extension Service, you usually have specialties like that. Please call right now. I don't have any calls, and I'd love to see those phone lines filling up. Michelle is anxiously awaiting your call at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And that's for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening here on WBAP. 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? It's time for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Dalworth Clean, my friends at Dalworth Clean. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Nellie. Nellie is a beautiful Labrador Shepherd mix with a gorgeous sandy-colored coat and warm brown eyes. Nellie is 3 years old, and she's been at the SPCA for a couple of weeks now, 3 weeks. Her previous owners, I guess, must have retired. They're traveling all the time, and they just felt this was a better solution. She is house-trained, of course, crate-trained, obedience-trained. She loves to play and go on walks, and she wants somebody to come love her and pick her up. That's Nellie, the beautiful Labrador Shepherd mix, a gorgeous sandy-colored coat, and those warm brown eyes that will just win you over. She gets along well with dogs and children, and if you want to bring your current dog out for a meet and greet, that would be absolutely fine. Now, to view all of the animals, Nellie included, that the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, spca.org/findapet. Let me tell you what's happened to me the many, many times I've gone to the SPCA shelter. You go in there with expectations of one that you've seen in a picture, and somebody else, some other little beautiful dog, just wins your heart. You say, wow, that is a cool dog. Look how friendly, look how cheerful, look how sprightly, look how calm, look how whatever it is you're looking for, they can match you up. And the people who work there, the volunteers, work with the dogs. There's a 1-acre walking track. They take the dogs out, and they have a good idea of the dog's temperaments. And it's just really cool to see. It's a beautiful facility. A lot of donated money went to make that facility. The Dallas Animal Care Shelter is equally nice. Nellie has been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. The SPCA shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road. That's Farm to Market 720. 8411 Stacy Road. That's on Stacy Road, about a quarter of a mile east of Custer. And coming from Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy when you cross Custer heading east. And so it's 8411 Stacy Road. They're open noon until 6 every day of the week, today included. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, and they too are open noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, Nellie. Adopt her today, won't you? That's sponsored by Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even renew or replace carpets, hardwood, tile, and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. This has been a company that's been sponsoring my radio broadcast for 32 years. I've done a lot of radio for them, a lot of television ads for them, a lot of just public speaking for them to tell my friends, these people are great. I wouldn't say it in an ad if it weren't the case. They are absolutely the best. In deep down, Dalworth Clean carpet cleaning, $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet cleaned, they can make your house look fabulous before spring arrives, get you all ready for early spring house cleaning. You also can talk to them about any other kind of floor surface that you have and what they can do to make it look spectacular. 214 or 817-267-8433. They are closed on Sundays to let their employees be home with family, but they'd love to hear from you, or you can book online right now at dalworth.com. There also is Dalworth Fine Floors. They just installed new flooring at my magazine office a couple of months ago, and it's glorious. That store, and that's actually a storefront for Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And the number there is 817-520-1400. Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Dalworth Clean, for all of your floor cleaning needs and resurfacing needs, that's Dalworth Clean. The main number to everything, if you just want to have one number to remember, it's 214 or 817-267-8433. On the web, it's dalworth.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, we are ready to roll, and we'll go into our first call. This will be Don in Grand Prairie. Don, this is Neil. Thank you for calling early. Don, turn your radio off, please. How may I help you, Don? You're live on the air. All right, let's put him back on hold. We'll come back to him. Let's go to Mark in Waxahachie. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I have 4 horses that have eaten the grass down to the dirt, and I want to know if there's a seed that I can spread out there, some sort of winter rye or something that the horses can eat, and I can just throw it out there and it'll grow.
Oh, let me try my best to help you. That's way out of the field of urban horticulture and landscaping. What I would recommend to you is that you work with your county extension office there in Ellis County. I'd call them and ask what the best chance of a forage crop would be. I don't think you're going to get much germination of ryegrass for a couple of weeks, and when it comes up, it's going to be tiny and tender. I would think that they would trample it before it would be big enough to be consumed, unless you can keep them off the area for a while. I am totally out of my element. You might as well ask me about ballet. It's just not never had any training in it, but I would imagine that you may have to feed them for a couple of months until you can get a permanent grass started. Ryegrass will germinate probably by the middle of February, but it won't have any volume to it, any substance to it, until mid-March or so.
Okay, so if I put them in another pasture and just let that grow, I've got about a month to let it grow?
Yeah, but then ryegrass is going to die out in April, May, by the 1st of May, so you're probably better off keeping them in the other pasture until you can get this one established with whatever the pasture grass is, coastal or whatever you use. Please get another opinion. This is not my specialty. I want to help. I can't help. I'm unable to swim the ocean to save it.
Okay, here's one thing that you might be able to help with. I've got some rose bushes that I bought. They were about 1.5 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them at Walmart a couple years ago, and now they're 9, 10 feet. Do I need to trim them back?
Yeah, there you're in my field now. Yeah, and in fact, you do need to prune them. The time to prune them is the next couple of weeks. Normally, we tell people to prune roses by half, and well, we always tell people to prune them by 50%. I may even go a little stronger than that on these since they've not been cut. But every February, just because things seem to be budding out a week or so earlier a lot of years, I'm going to say between the 1st and 15th of February. Used to say 10th to 20th, so we'll just say 1st to 15th. Prune them by half. You're going to have to use lopping shears to get enough leverage to cut some of those big stems. Mark, each of the cuts that you make should be immediately above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. That will encourage spreading growth. That will keep them from regrowing so tall.
Okay.
Every February, they get pruned by 50%.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Good luck on the horses. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll figure out what we're going to do with Don's call. Hopefully, he is caught up to speed and has his radio turned off. We're in a delay. All responsible live radio is in delay in America, and for obvious reasons. And that said, you can't listen to your radio, or you'll be lagging behind. Let me tell you about Arborological Services right now. There is no company that will do you a better job on tree care than Arborological Services, serving all of the Metroplex. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. Your trees represent quite an investment. If you need consultation on how can I do some construction or grade changing and not damage my trees, they're the people to call. If you want somebody to come by every year or twice a year and make sure your trees are okay, they're the people to call. If you have limbs that are scaring you because they hang directly over your home, you just want to make sure there's no chance that there would be a problem or what to do to prevent that problem, they are the people to call. If it says trees in the subject line of your thought, then the people to call. Arborological Services. That's all that they think about. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. 817-849-1160 in Tarrant County. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Now, you need to call Arborological Services. Again, it's arborological.com, the only people who will ever touch my trees, Arborological Services.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I want to tell you about Culligan right now, and one of the joys that we have had at the Sperry House for 25 years or more has been Culligan bottled water delivered right to our home, and I am so grateful. All of the Sperry kids and grandkids who have visited or lived with us through those years, they've all consumed Culligan water. It is so nice to know exactly what that water is going to taste like. It's going to be pure and clean and no flavor from the lake inversions and all of that. We love Culligan, and we always have. I am so excited to get to tell you about Culligan. To be very candid, we were hoping to have them as a sponsor for a good while, and they said, you know what, let's give it a try. Neil really likes our product. Let's give it a try. Or they said something to that effect, and I am thrilled. Hard water spots and scale, not a problem with Culligan water. Chlorine, bad taste and odor, not a problem with Culligan. Now, they do drinking water systems, water softeners, total home systems, water filtration systems. They have, Culligan does, all kinds of water availability to you. We have their bottled water brought to our home and to our magazine office, and we're thrilled. Now, you can meet your Culligan man at the Fort Worth Convention Center February 8, 9, or 10. There's an event going on there. I don't think he's just going to be sitting in there by himself. Right now, Culligan offers $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment or home drinking water system for the whole house. $6.95 a month. Well, you think about the little bitty bottles of water that you buy for a buck or $2. $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment or home drinking water for your whole house. Culligan. Hey, here's the number. Hey's a good word on this one. 855-HEY-CULLIGAN-MAN. 855-439-2855. 855-439-2855. CulliganTexas.com. For all of the years that I've been doing commercial radio, I've been very careful to limit my advertising to products, companies, and services that I knew to be reputable and dependable. I'm proud of my longtime association with Encore Electric Delivery, the website Encore, O-N-C-O-R.com, and Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121. On the web, shadesofgreeninc.com, Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. If you are an urban gardener, then North Haven Gardens is just your place. North Haven Gardens in Dallas has been a legacy go-to garden center since 1951, founded by and still owned by and still run by the Pincus family. My friends, Ralph and Muriel Pincus, been married more than 70 years, and their son now, John, owns and operates North Haven Gardens. It is a garden center where tour buses come up. It's that good. North Haven Gardens has leeks, potatoes, and onions in their heirloom and hybrid varieties. Hybrid. Listen to that. Hybrid varieties. Like that. Plant onions now. Plant leeks and potatoes through February. Tomato transplants will arrive in mid-February. Oh, good luck. Don't let them freeze. This is the time to amend your soil, to plant your edibles. North Haven Gardens has compost, expanded shale, and much more in stock. If you want to get an early start, they can show you how. Those tomatoes you'll have to protect a little bit unless you just really catch it lucky, but they'll have them there for you, and they have the varieties that you want to grow. They have the fruit trees that you will want to grow, the ones that are adapted to our area. Peaches, plums, pears, persimmons, apples, and others in stock now at North Haven Gardens. Go to North Haven Gardens, speak with a garden advisor, or make an appointment with the North Haven Gardens Garden Coach to learn all the ways you can prepare now for spring planting. Go to the NorthHavenGardens.com website for more information on the February events, such as short pop-up classes on how to plant potatoes on February 2nd at 2:30. It just pops up. Check out the edibles page for a comprehensive list of all the varieties available at North Haven Gardens. They are at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. If I can get you there one time, I have accomplished my mission, because they are that good. 7700 North Haven Road, that's just about a block west of Central on North Haven, which is just south of Forest. 214-363-5316, NHG.com, North Haven Gardens. Don in Grand Prairie, this is Neil. Good morning. Welcome to WBAP. How can I help you today? He dropped, so he's gone altogether. He had his radio on, and I guess we intimidated him and scared him away. He was going to ask about overseeding with Bermuda, and I hope that's not what he had in mind. If it is, he better call back or else do a little more homework on it. Let's go to Carol in Granbury. Carol, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you today?
I'm doing super. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. We just purchased a home down in Granbury in Pecan Plantation. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that area or not. But
absolutely. I was there 40 years ago.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We are thinking of planting a Savannah holly. And it seems to me I've heard you in the past not really being too fond of that type of tree in this area. But anyways, I wanted to call and get your thoughts on it.
Savannah holly is an acid-loving holly, and that is its problem. Where soils are acidic, maybe even neutral, but especially acidic, it has a wonderful chance of succeeding. Where the soils are alkaline, a pH of 7 or above, they have a they run into problems with iron deficiency, and that's what usually causes it problems in the Blackland. I don't remember. Pecan Plantation is near the Brazos River, isn't it?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know what that soil is. I don't imagine that it's the Blackland Prairie, but I don't know if it's alluvial Brazos River soil or not. That's something you'll need to check. I don't. That is a very localized question. Perfect question. There are other wonderful big hollies. Nellie R. Stevens holly will grow as large as Savannah, and is just a hero plant. Savannah's lovely. I think when you go into a garden center, it's hard to leave it behind. But after 5 years, you say, "I wish I had." If you have alkaline soil, if you don't, then you're okay.
So I need to have my soil checked.
Probably so, but some of your neighbors will know what the soil is. They can help you, or you could talk to your county extension office. They will be very familiar with it. There even are soil maps online from the Texas A&M website. You might see, if just a quick online search, I wouldn't spend hours looking for it. It may be labeled strangely in a way that you can't find, but you might see if there is a Texas soils map that lets you zoom in and get a better feeling. But the best advice of all would be either to talk to a neighbor who is a really astute gardener, or the county extension office, or best of all, a certified or master certified nursery professional in Granbury.
And we also have a garden club right within our area here, so that'd probably be...
Yeah, if you find somebody in there who's an avid gardener and not a socialite,
right, that slipped out,
then you're all set. You're
okay.
All set.
All right.
I'm glad you called. Enjoy it down there. I went there with, I remember going there with Bluford Hancock, who was the project leader in Extension Horticulture, and his initials, O.P. Leonard, I believe, from Leonard Department Store, I think was very involved in developing that, and loved pecans, and I just remember tagging along as a young horticulturist as they went to tour the early pecan plantings. It was really cool. Have fun with it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. All right, we'll come back in just a moment to John in Mesquite. He's asking about pre-emergent weed control, and timing is critical on that, and that's what we're going to get into, I'll bet you anything. In fact, I want to tell you about my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. We are down now to several hundred. We took a very precise inventory as of Wednesday, although we sold a lot of them yesterday at our landscape school, and so we are now down to one of these weeks is going to be in it. It could be now. I just don't know. My electronic newsletter, eGardens, goes out this coming Thursday, and that will sell a bunch of them. If you want the calendar, you really need to call us right away. Office is open now, and we'd love to hear from you. You get the calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with a one-year new or a one-year renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been published for 27 years now, and this is the 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the prettiest calendar that we have published to date, and you will find more than 10,000 words in the hundreds of bullets, month by month, that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of those plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. You get all of that for only $38.95. Why, if you save one mistake, you have one bag of pre-emergent weed killer that you were going to apply at the wrong time, or one flat of flowers that you were going to plant at the wrong time. It could almost make up that whole cost right there. Just $38.95, $3 postage on the calendar. While we have a supply of calendars left, there won't be many more ads like this one. $38.95, call before 11 today. Your satisfaction is guaranteed with the offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. It's getting urgent. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
If you happen to go into Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen in the next day or so, tell Ken, the owner, Neil's coming. Get that mango salmon ready. Oh, my goodness. We have not been there for a few weeks, and I want to go. I want to have a date with my wife. We have just been so busy, so many things going on. Silver Tie Cuisine is one of our favorite. Let's get out of the house, go have a wonderful quiet meal. One of our favorite places, and it has been for 12 or 14 years. Ken has owned the restaurant for the last year or so, but he has worked there for those 12 or 13 years. In fact, he was our waiter for a long time. This is a way cool story. I'll let him tell you about it. I need to tell you about the restaurant. Every table has fresh roses daily. It's a family-owned business. There's Ken, the owner, with a smile, the biggest smile you ever saw. Their menu has a wide variety of Thai dishes that are freshly cooked for each patron. I can't have any onions or garlic. It's a medical issue, and they never have failed me. Every food item, from meats to vegetables and fruits, are fresh and cooked when ordered. Sauces are homemade using the skill of the chef and cooked to your specifications. There you are. Right there it is. Silver Thai has a variety of gluten-free entrees. And here is something I haven't mentioned much. Silver Thai delivers takeout anywhere within about a 5-mile radius. They can also cater your next party. Now, there's something for you. Silver Thai, you will enjoy the experience. That's why they're so highly rated. Some friends were in from out of town, and the day before we saw them, they looked up on one of the rating services, and there was, we went to this neatest restaurant in Allen. It was Silver Thai Cuisine, 908 West McDermott Drive. That's Suite 104, but who knows on GPS where Suite 104 is. I'll tell you how to find them easily, right behind Starbucks. You're not going to go to Starbucks for dinner. You're going to go to Silver Thai Cuisine, 972-747-7452 on McDermott, one long block west of 75 on the north side. Silver Thai Cuisine, dine today. Time to check in now with Jerry Overton, WBAP's 24/7 newsroom.
Good morning, Neil. We've got fog, 55 degrees at 8:30. Congress, well, it's got a plan for dealing with the debt ceiling. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The Weather in Touch forecast. The fog's going to be around a while, along with some patchy drizzle. This afternoon, cloudy, breezy, and much warmer, up to 74. Tonight, back with the fog and the drizzle. It's going to stay cloudy, 60 for the low. Cloudy, warm, and humid tomorrow with a high of 74. Tuesday, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 77. Again, fog, 55 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
635 westbound at Marsh, all lanes are closed because of construction. Traffic is diverted to the service road there that is scheduled until noontime, according to TxDOT. This report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
Dallas police say a man has been killed after being attacked with a chair and a pool stick at a city bar. Police spokesman Sergeant Warren Mitchell says authorities called to the East Dallas bar yesterday to find the person critically injured. He was pronounced dead at the hospital about a half hour later. Senate expected to follow the House this week in approving a temporary increase in the debt limit. The bill includes a provision that says there will be no pay for lawmakers if the Senate fails to pass a budget. Officials say 40 to 50 adults and children rescued in Arizona after heavy rain sent water rushing down mountainsides and into a canyon near Tucson where the people were hiking. Hiker Devin Frazee says the rising river just took his group by surprise.
Each time we saw a different crossing, we're surprised to find the water is so heavy we couldn't get through.
Authorities say the hikers might not have realized that rains can cause canyon flooding long after a downpour ends. And the Pentagon says the U.S. Africa Command is going to provide aerial refueling support in France's war against Islamic militants in Mali. U.S. has already been helping France by transporting French troops and equipment to the West African nation. Again, looking for a high today of 74. It's 55 degrees. In the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You never know what you'll learn from Hal and Brian in the BAP Morning News.
We did the show from North Hills Hospital. We spent some time on stroke. Yesterday at the ER at North Hills Hospital.
Yeah.
Gentleman walks in to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
He tells the ER people, I think I'm having a stroke based on what Hal and Brian talked about. They called it early enough, gave him the TPA, and he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hal and Brian and the BAP Morning News, 5 till 9. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, I hope you never have to have your foundation repaired. The odds are that you might because of the black clay soil that we have. Have you noticed that when it gets really dry, the soil splits apart. You have cracks you could almost break your ankle in. And then when it gets wet, it swells up and those cracks seem to heal. Well, the only problem is that your concrete of your foundation, the brick mortar joints, pick anything else that you have, the same thing happens, but they don't heal. It doesn't grow back together. It's still going to be a problem. So even if you've had some rain around your home in the last couple of months and it looks like things are better, they're not better. If you have windows and doors that are operating differently than they were a couple months ago, something is amiss. Something is moving, and you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. There's not a company out there who can do you a better job who will do it more affordably. I truly think they are one of the most affordable, if not the most affordable company. And usually when you get a lower price, you begin to worry about the quality of the work. And I've been telling people about Advanced Foundation since 1995, almost 20 years, and I have had glowing comments. I never want to say I've never had a complaint, because then some person who, for some reason, comes out of the woodwork. But I will say that on this one. I've never had a complaint on Advanced Foundation Repair. I've had so many nice comments about the work and the affordability of the work, the promptness with which they did their work, and how impressive they were. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, two times, once at my office, once at my home, that we used their services. The home inspection is very thorough, and it's absolutely free with no obligations. You need to call 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
Those are my friends. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phone lines. And as promised, we have John and Mesquite. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Neil, I have a question about pre-emergent weed killers. I know you recommend putting them down in early September and then again in early March. And my understanding is they last about 90 days or so, and I'm wondering, is it ever appropriate to make an application like in early January to take care of any weeds that might come up, like in February, if we have like a warm February or something?
Well, not in my opinion, not from a consumer standpoint with consumer products. I'm advising consumers at this point and not commercial people. They may be making applications then, but they may also not be using the very same products. They may have some that have some post-emergent, some pre-emergent effect. I don't get into that, but if somebody's trying to convince you to have an application made in January, I think you need to challenge them a little bit and see if what they have to tell you after that makes sense. From a consumer standpoint, the soils are not warm enough yet to cause crabgrass and graspers. Those are the two big targets that we're going after in the spring application, and they rarely will not germinate in January. They might germinate in late February south of the Metroplex or in a very, very protected area, but usually I don't get terribly concerned about them until about the 5th of March, 8th of March, somewhere in there. And if it's extraordinarily warm in late February, I might move that up by a week. At that point, it's kind of a wait and see. The normal default time is the 5th to the 15th of March, repeated 90 days later. And that almost never has let me down.
Okay. Sometimes it seems like I have some weeds coming up early March that, you know, I just...
I understand, but those are not coming up early March. Those came up in... and probably... I don't want to speak for you. I was going to say, right or wrong, they may... you may be noticing them in February. And if you're seeing them in February, then they probably germinated in fall to late fall and just kind of sat there dormant. You know, they just, it's like bluebonnets. Bluebonnets germinate in September, October, and yet you really don't notice even the plants unless you go out and look. They're tiny little silver dollar-sized plants down there on the ground, and you can't believe that that's what's going to be that luxuriant bluebonnet 6 weeks after the warm weather returns in the spring. But they just kind of sit there and wait. Okay, we're ready. Hey, bring on the weather. We'll be ready. We'll just sit here. It's kind of the way it operates. That's probably what you've seen.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, I'll just stick to what you normally recommend then. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thanks for waiting on me. Let me go to Robert in west of Fort Worth. Robert, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I am. I've had my landscape school finished. I have blue sky ahead. I feel good. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Well, you know it's going to turn off bad because it's start show weather.
Well, yeah, they got a good start this time. The parade was in good weather.
They did get a good one for the first time.
That's right.
My jasmine, most jasmine I see around town right now, Asian jasmine, is all brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's still all real green, but I want to mow it to about half its height. It's getting too thick.
Mm-hmm.
When do I do that?
How tall is it, first of all?
About a foot.
Yeah. The time to do it is before any evidence of new growth comes. And I see that you have liriope also tacked into this question. Liriope will be earlier than Asian jasmine. And I'll deal with it in a second. But the timing for the jasmine would be probably any time in February, especially the first half of February. You don't have to rush out to do it today. But I would try to get it done by the middle of February, and it will look very tidy, very clean, very brown, very bare, and it will come back. It always comes back. It's a standard routine maintenance procedure. A lot of people put it through, and when it browns, I do the very same thing. I trim mine every year. I don't trim it half, but I trim about a third of it just to give it a nice flat level. It makes it look so cool in the spring and summer. It looks so good.
Yes, it does.
Now, the liriope, are you having browning of the leaves?
No, I just know that, or I've been told in the past that for it to get thicker, you cut it back almost like give it a crew cut before the new growth starts emerging.
If it browns, I trim it. If it doesn't brown, I don't. That's been my policy 43 years. It gets thicker. If you're trimming off green leaf tissue, let me see if I can use some logic in this thing. If you have healthy, vigorous leaves out there and you're cutting them off, does that really accomplish what you want? Because those could have nurtured the plants and let them spread faster. It sets the plant back, so it has to send out new leaves and use up energy that it might have been using to produce new roots and new clumps. It uses instead to produce the leaves to replace the ones that you probably shouldn't have taken off. I trim liriope if it gets brown. I certainly do, and I do it before the new growth, which means I would probably be doing it right now. One good warm spell of 10 days, and you can have those new candles coming up in it. But I would not trim it. I never have trimmed it if it isn't browned.
I know. We'll leave it alone.
Yep, I think you should.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. All right, that opens the line. I'll take one more call in just a moment before we take a break. Jeremy in Corinth, and that will empty our lines. I have not given the numbers for about half an hour. Here they are. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Let's go to Jeremy in Corinth. Jeremy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you, sir?
Fine. Thank you.
Well, I am trying to figure out, I'm confusing myself more than anything on a fertilization schedule and using the slow emerge fertilizers as opposed to, or slow release fertilizers as opposed to everything else out there. The pre-emergent, I understand from the previous caller, we're talking about first week of March. So I just wanted to get your feedback on that. I've got some poania issues that happen in the fall, so just wanted to chat with you a little bit about that.
All right, they are two completely diverse things. You are going from Corinth to Houston, and are you going to drive or are you going to fly? We got two different directions to take this conversation. Relative to fertilizing, it will be. I'm going to make this very, very simple. What kind of grass are you talking about?
Bermuda.
Okay, for Bermuda grass, everything begins with at least an occasional soil test. At least every 2 to 4 years, you want to have your soil tested. Do not be surprised if the soil test comes back saying you just need nitrogen. It'll either say all nitrogen or high nitrogen. And what all the A&M people that I have talked to over the last several years have said, last 10 years, is half or more of that nitrogen needs to be in slow release form. So here is a bag. Half of the nitrogen is slow release. The other half is quick release. And the reason for that is you get a quick green up, but you also get sustained feeding. If you were to use all quick release, the cheap fertilizers, the inexpensive ones like ammonium sulfate, you would get a very fast green up, and then the grass just plummets after 2 weeks. It just runs out of fuel. It's just like you're trying to get through a whole day on sugared soft drinks, and that's all you get. And you say, man, I cannot get anywhere. I'm tired 5 minutes after I drink one of those things. That's the only nutrition you get, and no nutrition. It's the way it is with ammonium sulfate. So that's why you want the quality fertilizer with half or more slow-release nitrogen. It will tell you that on the bag. It will feature that it is a quality slow-release product. And so that's the how you select that. Timing for common Bermuda grass is going to be early April and every 2 months after that. Early April, early June, early August, early October, just across the board. Only thing that would change that would be if you have a 20-inch rain month like we had in June of 2007. And so, right. All right, well, maybe there isn't some of that fertilizer left now. That was a lot of rain. Okay, so, but that's every 2 months starting April, early April. Pre-emergent weed killers travel totally independently of the fertilizer. That is why I do not recommend weed and feed products ever. And so the pre-emergent weed killer should be applied in early March, early June, and early September. And those don't really coincide with what we just talked about. And the pre-emergence that you would use on Bermuda grass for grassy weeds, like you're talking about, would be either Dimension or Halts. And in the spring, the two applications for the long growing season, that's why we have to do it twice, would be for crabgrass and grass burrs. For Poa annua, it would be very early September, before the 10th of September. And that would be for the annual bluegrass and rescue grass and ryegrass.
Gotcha. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you, Neil.
I'm glad you called. All right. And I don't see that anybody else called. I get the what is it called? WBAP call screen host page plus minus. And right now I'm living on a minus. And so we need some calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. That's what I see. I can't see the phone banks from where I sit in my studio. So give us a call right now. I don't know if somebody's over there answering. Michelle's answering, just about to type them in, or if there's nothing happening. So I'm not called Mr. Paranoia for nothing. 800-288-9227. I hope you'll call my magazine office, because we are down to the last few boxes of our calendars. Each year I produce an annual Texas gardening calendar, the calendar that has more information about when to do things. Like everything that I just described is right there in the calendar. Everything is listed as to when you put out the pre-emergence, when you fertilize, what you use. It's all in the calendar, in the bullet. It's down at the bottom of each month of the calendar. We have a special going on right now, as long as we have calendars, which will be a few hours more to a few days more, but not very long. We are down into the hundreds, the low hundreds of calendars left. We took inventory Wednesday, Thursday, and we're current on all the mailings through last Wednesday, so the rest will go out tomorrow morning. You're getting a beautiful calendar. All the when to do things, and almost all of them are still ahead of you, so you're not going to lose anything. We'll get it mailed right away. You get a 1 year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and with all of that, you're saving 1/3 on the calendar. $38.95 is the price of this offer, $3 postage for the calendar and the box to to ship it. And so that's $38.95, and your satisfaction with the offer is absolutely and totally guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. If your question begins, Neil, when should I do such and such, plant, prune, fertilizer, spray your plants, it's going to be in the calendar. You get a beautiful wall calendar and a full year of the best regional gardening magazine in America for $38.95. Call before 11 today. Call before we run out of calendars. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. That's an O, not a zero. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life.
Let me explain something to you. She has been at Serenity for 3 years, and she probably, I didn't ask, I think she's going to graduate this spring. I think that's the time frame. And if you think about a sophomore, these problems crop up younger than most of us as parents ever would imagine. And God bless her for being there for 3 years. She has matured. She has learned confidence. I don't know Megan that well other than the 10 or 15 minutes I spent interviewing her. But I was so impressed with her poise and her confidence in herself. The self-esteem is the most important thing that is rebuilt into kids at Serenity High. I love helping and supporting Serenity High, volunteering in their fundraising projects and things. It's just such a wonderful program, and it makes your heart race when you see kids turn their lives around, get it on track, and say, I want to go do something great, and by the way, I want to help. And when somebody's been at that school for 3 years, they have seen a lot of kids come in, and you know there have been a lot of arms around the shoulders during that time. So thank you, Megan. Let me tell you right now about Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. It was really cool as I introduced the sponsors of my landscape school yesterday to go across the back of the room visually and introduce the folks from Ag Power and then from Busy Bees. And then I said, and back there in the Dixon Brothers booth, the gentleman is there, but there also is Mary Traveland. And I want you to go back and say hi and see if you recognize that voice. She is my announcer. Dixon Brothers has been a friend of mine. They've been doing they did my All Texas All Garden show all the time that I had that, and an advertiser here for many, many years, my announcer for 8 or 10 years, Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers. Now, having said all of that, let me tell you what Dixon Brothers is. I need to get to their ad. Sorry, I digressed. They are your best resource for everything aquatic. For 40 years, they've been working with water, 40 years in business, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. They have it all. I'm going to be going out there to get some things for a new fountain that we're putting in. Most pool pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor already sounds funny or if it stopped working, you need to give Dixon Brothers a call tomorrow at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. They can install a freeze guard. It automatically turns your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, and that will protect your pool equipment from freeze damage. That'll save a lot. Turns off when the weather warms up. Easy for you, great for your pool. If you need service, they're the people to call. 972-288-7537 for repair service. 972-288-7537. They sell all the equipment and the supplies. They do not do new installations of garden water ponds and things of that sort, but they have contractors who buy all their materials from them. This is an incredible store, and they can help you if you want to do some things yourself, including all the service on your things. They can do that, or they can help you with it. 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite, and 972-288-7537, open 6 days a week, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Ruth and Dennison, this is Neil. Good morning. Welcome to my program. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, Neil. I've listened to you for many, many years.
Well, good. Thank you.
I live out of Dennison, really. I live in Grayson County, and I live out of Dennison. And we have kind of like sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried for years to grow a garden, and we have so much trouble with our tomatoes. We get blossom rot real bad.
Okay, well, blossom end rot is, to describe it to other people, is when the far end, not where the stem is, but the other end where the blossom is, when that turns brown and sunken and just ruins the look and the quality of the fruit.
That's it.
Yeah, I know. And it is caused by two things. In a laboratory, you can cause it by insufficient calcium. And please hear what I'm saying, because for 99% of the people listening, this is not going to apply. But in a laboratory, if you grow a tomato plant with every nutrient it needs except calcium, you will see blossom end rot on the fruit. And so in some cases of sandy, acidic soil, adding calcium can make a difference, and that would be lime or something of that sort. That could be a help to tomatoes. I have never made it a practice to recommend that on this program or in writing that I do for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, because calcium is a part of our soils. Grayson County has both kinds of soils. You have the Red River soil, the sandy soil, and the closer you get, I imagine in Dennison, outside Dennison, you may have sandy soil. Then you get down towards Sherman and you're in the Blackland, and in the Blackland, the other part of my answer kicks in, and this is where I see 100% of the cases of blossom end rot that I encounter with my callers are due to insufficient water at a time when the fruit is trying to develop. So I tell people, water more often, water more deeply, and you won't see that. It's the point that dries out first. So it's one or the other of those two things. Either add calcium or be more careful on the watering, Ruth. I hear my music, so I'm going to have to run. But those are your solutions, and you can do it. Stay with the small fruiting tomatoes. You'll do better. Folks, we'll be back after the news.